A few days before the last negotiation in Bonn before COP21, the French Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Development organized a conference on women and climate change challenges. This conference aims to present the international call of women for taking action. It brought about 100 participants. Secretary General of the Organisation Internationale de la Francophonie, Michael Jean, Daniel Bousquet, Chairman of the High Council for Equal Opportunities for Women and Men, and Director of the Special Initiative Division of the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, Dr. Fatima Denton, were among participants. Mrs. Denton was also in charge of the African Climate Policy Center's ACPC of UNECA, gave her view on how she positioning herself in this conference and how women can have access to finance, for instance, carbon market.
The carbon market hasn't got the primacy it had before, as you know, because of the fall in. And I think we ourselves have realized that there is plenty to do. talk about red. That could be a possible way, because women and a lot of women are in this area, you know, in terms of forestry resources. But then a lot of women, because of red and red plus, also have lost control. They have lost power in terms of taking full advantage of benefits that could come out of forestry resources. So I think it's almost like a chicken and egg situation. But I do sincerely believe that a good part of the challenge is about education, it's about sensitization, it's about training. Offering the financial mechanisms, we didn't talk so much about that, but what are the means of implementation? What are the financial mechanisms that would allow women to truly be part of it? You know, what are some of the technology transfers that we want to take advantage of? So I think all of those are issues that should come to the core, which at the moment are not. You know, we talk about it, but we're not actually taking advantage of.
Today, how do you position yourself in this call?
I think this is very important. Some of us have been talking about this since the very beginning, like written articles when nobody was talking about it. So for me, it's heartwarming to see that now this is, you know, there was a semantic absence about women. There was a semantic aspect about poverty and about human security. And now, this is now entered into the text. So it's good news.
Umi Ahmed Mikidash, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Development, Paris.